Well, we counselors are on a journey. We're on a marathon. It's a 12-day journey ahead of us. And the Lord has called us to serve. 53 boys will be coming tomorrow. And the Lord wants to reveal himself to them. And so we get to cooperate with the Lord and to be useful however he chooses. And we expect that God will do a mighty work in the boys and in us counselors too. We all need him. And we will be, our theme is Jesus is all I need. Jesus is all I need. Well, what's the problem? Well, there are many problems we have, and Jesus is the solution, and he has come to help us and to lead us and to guide us and take us to himself. And so we will be learning different attributes of Jesus. Who is he? Well, we're going to start with Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God with us. He came down from the Father to be with us, to be the living Word, to communicate to us the truth of God, of who he is, who he is. And so we're going to be learning a lot of different things. And it's not just learning about. We want to learn about, but learn and be brought into his presence and to be changed. And to know that we have a great Savior and who loves us, died for us. And so we are looking forward to this journey. And we just pray that you would help us by praying for us, that God would fill us with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the Bible teaches us. And so we need strength and we need help. But God is able for each one of us. And so we would like to share with you, sing something for you. So men, come.
Happy with Christ. Christ, my Savior dear, trusting that I someday shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we take faith. We believe, oh Lord, that you come. Lord, meet them. Pour out your Holy Spirit there, Jesus. Lord, we trust you to do it there, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we want to pray for all of the staff. It's so hard because I want to split it up because my heart's with your counselors. I'm not down there with you. But my heart's with you. I was head counselor for 4 years and counseled a lot of years. And it was always to be honest, it was kind of a love-hate relationship, you know? It depended on the crew. But there was always this call to take seriously that call. And for me, very often, almost shamefully, when I got the 8 fellas, I realized I was in trouble. I needed Jesus. I really needed the Holy Spirit, you know. So my heart's there. So we are going to have in a moment all the staff that stand, and we want to pray for the staff. I know that it's amazing that for 70 years this camp has been run with volunteers. That's amazing. 74 years. It's really a testimony to the kingdom of God, and we thank God for that. So let's all the staff does. I just want to pray for Brother George and all you counselors. I'm looking at you. You got to remember something, guys. It goes for all of us that you'll never take anybody any further than you are, and you need the Holy Spirit, don't you? You need His light, His care, His advice and His wisdom. So I'm going to pray for all these counselors that are here, and there's some that I think are coming, you said, right, Brother George? Lord willing. So, and the cottage. Where are you? Where's the cottage? They're not here yet. So. No, just teasing Caroline. And Amanda, so, and Mary. I see that stern look you gave me. Makes me pray harder for you. So. But let's pray for these counselors. Father, we come before you. Lord, we just come before you. You know each one of these that have volunteered their time and their efforts and their hearts, Lord, to minister to these children, the young ones in the cottage, and then the various ages down in the village. Lord, they need the Holy Spirit. We pray, Father, that tonight you'll just meet them and bless them and pour out your Spirit upon them. We know some have traveled and some are weary, but Lord, you just meet them and equip them for the task that's ahead of them, we pray. We ask, Lord God, that as they go forward this week, you will lead them in this journey, as Brother George has so aptly put it. We pray, Lord, they'll find strength for every day. We pray, Lord, that no matter what the personality or the character or the disposition of the camper, that their faith will rise up and believe that you are able to work and to move. And Lord, why, whatever it is on your heart that you brought these children here, that that will be accomplished. And we pray that will be the faith of each one of these counselors, Lord. We just trust you to do that. They have a specific call and job to accomplish. And so we pray, Lord, that by the Holy Spirit, you will do that. In Jesus' name, come to our brother George as he leads, we pray. Lord, strengthen him, guide him, we pray. We ask God that every day he'll hear from you and that you'll reassure him, you'll encourage him. We just believe you to do this in Jesus' name. Now, I would ask all the staff to stand, please, and we're going to pray. Kitchen boys, pot boys, everybody. I'll show you what standing means. That's it. Good. Good, good. They got it. They're getting it. All right. Let's pray for the staff. Lord, we thank you for these that have come to serve you. They've not come to serve Pilgrim Camp. They've not come to serve, Lord, anyone but you. And every job you give them, every aspect of this camp, Lord, that you've called them to take care of is for you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen them. If some have been here a while or they've just arrived, Lord, we pray you'll give them all the energy and the strength they need for their task. We pray, Lord, that not just in the meetings, but, Lord, whether it's on the job or in recreation, they'll always keep you as just the king and their main affection, we pray. We just believe you to do that, Lord, and we trust you to do it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing together yet in the white books, number 89. My faith has found a resting place. I should mention, I recognize many of you, but if you don't know me, I'm Keith Schneider, from the pastor of the Spotswood Chapel. If you look over there, there's a picture of a group of men, and one of them is me, and I with 3 inches of hair on my head. So, but from the winter program. And so I personally thank God for camp with all my heart. Thank God for the gardeners, the directors of the camp who had the light for the winter program to train for any kind of service. They never said for a missionary or ministers, but for any kind of service. The thing was to come to know the Lord. So I looked over, I saw this, and I thank God for them. And the work that was and is being done here. I'd like to invite you, if you can, to stand again and let's sing number 89.
And that he died for me. died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, oh Lord. We worship you. We thank you, oh God, for your grace. We thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We want to ask, Father, that even now, you'll prepare the hearts of all of those young people that are getting ready to come up. Yes. Lord, you have to prepare their hearts for the seed that's going to be sown, we pray. Lord, we just ask, God, that in the cottage, those dear children will just find Christ in a greater way, a newer way, a fresh way. We believe you to do that. We pray that those chapel times will be owned of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord God, we just know you're going to do that. We pray for each of these boys that are coming up. We ask, God, that you'll just meet them. We pray if any don't know you or are unsaved, that there'll be salvations. Lord God, where you get a hold of them, where they know absolutely that they belong to you and that their sins are washed away. We just believe you to do that, Father. We ask, oh God, that if there are those that are bound in any way, that they'll find freedom, that you'll deliver them, Lord. And that, Lord, when they leave, they'll be more owned by Christ. And we just trust you to do this, Lord God. We ask it. Keep them safe. Give them traveling mercies. We believe you to do this, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Shall we be seated?